Hello, this is Montel Garrett, and you are now tuned in to Both Sides. Alright, this is Both Sides Podcast. This is the episode of Trust, which is the top third key to a successful relationship. Right now, we have multiple guests. I'm going to do my best to go around the room, whoever want to state their name and say what their top three key to a successful relationship is. Go ahead.
Chardonnay. My name is Chardonnay, and I feel like the top three keys to a successful relationship.
You keep going.
Is, I mean, of course, you know, you gotta love the one that you're obviously in a relationship with. You have to also trust the person as well. And,
So love, trust, and what else?
And love, trust, and... Oh, honesty, yeah.
All right.
You have to be honest, of course. You have to be.
Who next? You go. Go ahead, Takuya.
I was thinking. I think the three topics: loyalty, respect, and you gotta be trustworthy. Not just trust, trustworthy.
Yeah.
That's two different things.
Who next? Go, Kuyana.
Well, my name is Kuyana Garrett. And mine are honesty, loyalty, and communication. Because you have to have communication before anything. Friendship is one of those two, so I don't know if it's four or three.
Three. It could be three and more. Because, I mean, I discovered more.
Man.
I actually discovered two more. But one for sure is self-love.
Exactly. You have to love yourself first before anything.
I was going to say love, honesty, and respect.
Respect, loyalty, communication, and honesty.
Loyalty, communication, honesty. What about you, Dre? You ain't got to be nervous, bro.
Well, I would say understanding.
All right. Yep.
Communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just and trust.
Yeah.
Trustworthy, like we just said.
What about you, Mama?
Well, I'm Felicia, and I would say a whole lot, but it is trust, and you do have to have communication, because without the communication, you don't understand anything about anybody, because it starts off with communication. Then the trust follows. Communication, understanding, and trust. And you do have to be, you do have to love yourself before anything. So.
What about you, Rashawn?
I'm Rashawn Hogg, and I would say communication, trust, and honesty would be my top three.
Anybody else? All right, I'm going to open the floor with this question. Anybody can respond. How important is trust in a relationship?
Very important. 100%.
100%. Trust is everything.
Is it possible to have a successful relationship without trust?
No. No, sir. No.
Cause I can't let you just go out to the club and expect you just I gotta trust you enough to like but you're not gonna be talking to the females, they're doing this and doing that. No, I mean, you can have trust, but at the same time you gotta earn it too. Like, you can't just off top trust somebody with your heart just immediately. Like, you gotta really learn that person, cause you could be letting the wrong person in.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why
you should have communication as well, because without the communication, you don't have nothing.
But at the same time, communication can be a lie.
Exactly. So, and that's why you have
honesty. That's why we need honesty.
Yeah. What you communicate has to be, has to match up with your actions. That's how trust is built.
I'll see you.
Because okay. if your actions is not following up with what you say, then that, and which Tequila said, your trust, well, your word or whatever you say can be taken as a lie, in a sense. So the one of the best ways actually to build communication is, I mean, to build trust is through communication and have your actions follow up with that communication.
But if it's a deep communication, then you can actually feel the words that they're saying. You should know if it's a lie or not.
Exactly. Yeah.
The action should be able to show you.
Yeah. And like we was talking about the other day, everybody have an intuition. Even though that's another podcast, but intuition is very important. A lot of us get it, but we tend to ignore it.
Explain intuition.
Intuition is when you feel something.
It's wrong. Yeah. It's basically, you don't follow your first mind. Mm-hmm. You go to your second gut.
You know something is wrong, but you're just like, nah, I know. Like, I know something be wrong. Like, I do that a lot. Like, I know something be wrong. Like, I just have it in my, he ain't like that.
But you gotta really know, though. I mean, you can go with the gut feeling. You can go with the gut feeling, but you also have to have evidence behind that gut feeling. You just can't say what you feel, and that feeling that you're saying could be wrong.
So it's not all about,
can feel a certain way that something is happening deep down in your gut, but you also have to have
evidence.
You have to have evidence on what you're talking about and what you're speaking about. You just can't say that about someone. Oh, I know you did. You really have to have evidence behind what you're feeling.
Yeah, because, I mean, that sort of false intuition can be from your own insecurities, and it also can be from something that you've dealt with in a past relationship or something that you're familiar with happening. But then at the same time, if you see similar traits, what they call red signs. I mean, red flags, not red signs, red flags.
I'm sorry, red flags.
Red flags. I mean,
they real.
You have to. That's basically,
but see,
like,
a lot of people tend to avoid those.
Yeah, you're right.
You see a lot of red flags, but you like.
At the same time,
when you avoid those, it's all bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that you're giving people their chances because of the heart that we have. We have a good heart, so at the same time, when you give them
that good heart, always get hurt.
Exactly,
that's that one that always gets.
You have to really think about it and don't let it pass you up. Like, no, I'm sorry, no, this is not right. No, this is not right. Regardless of what that person is saying.
Yeah.
Because it's your feelings that's getting hurt. It's your heart that you're trying to protect. So at the same time, you pass them red flags up, it's not going to work out for you in the long run. Yeah. Period.
But when you in the mix of the situation,
you trying to...
You in daze.
Yeah, you in a daze. But at the same time, wake the hell
stage.
Up. I'm sorry.
You said the what?
The honeymoon stage. At the beginning of a relationship, you in the honeymoon stage.
I don't know when I was ever in the honeymoon stage.
Oh, I was.
Man,
I really was.
No, we wasn't shooting for the stars already. But
then I knocked the whole chair down.
We were trying to work it up.
Man. Well, I guess it all depends on how you meet and what you know of each other. Like, basically, if you were friends in the past or whatever, I guess it just all depends on the situation.
See, that's different.
Yeah.
See, friendship, you build it up. Like, you jumping into something, just jumping into it with somebody else. That's different. See, friendship, you know each other. So that might be your soulmate. You don't even know it, but y'all friends, so y'all don't want to take it to that next step because y'all think it's going to mess up that bond and make that bond stronger.
Yep, right.
when you jump into a relationship, oh yeah, you jumping into fire.
Yep, you're right. Because you don't know nothing about each other at all. But then friendship, that's why I say that's
it builds
my second, yeah, stronger. That's my second top key, because it takes a friendship to actually build trust. Communication, friendship leads up to trust. And I feel like those are the two key factors, along with a lot of other things, you know, that can branch off from communication, that can branch off from friendship. But ultimately, those two things can lead up to trust. And I feel like that's why this is my top third key, which I feel like it's the glue to keep the puzzle together, in a sense, to keep the foundation together. So, anybody else want to chime in on that? Or anybody else have questions about trust?
Well, why do people really lie in your face? They telling you to trust me, and they're just lying.
You know why? Because it's easier to be evil than
nice.
Good.
It's nice than evil.
It's easier to tell a lie than to tell the truth.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's easier not to hurt your feelings.
If you're telling them, like, oh, you're not going to hurt my feelings.
Because they think that lie is going to rot for a long time.
Until you get caught up with that next lie, and then you have to evaluate with that lie that you told
another
before.
Lie.
But you probably forgot about it.
Until you do your homework.
But I remember.
Then you have to keep adding on to what this lie, that lie.
It's gonna be an add-on and an add-on, and just you know.
But in the end, when that person find out, it's just basically gonna create more issues than it probably would have if you would have just told the truth.
But it's like why must keep lying? You know, we all grown now, so why? Not just come out with the truth and just say what you want to say, or you just holding on to what you, that person that you were with is trying to start something new with somebody else. Mm-hmm. Why just not get out of what you in and go ahead and build that relationship with somebody else? So you want to wait and see if it fail and then come back to the person that you was with and think they're going to be there waiting for you? So why just lie about it? Just be straight up and be truthful about it. If you don't want to be with anybody, why are you wasting your time and putting your all into something that you don't want?
Because a lot of people like to have a foot in and one foot in and one foot out.
But see, that's where the guns and the shooting and all that stuff come from in relationships. That's why so many people get killed behind it. Because of the things that you hurt, the people that you hurt in your life. Like, some people mentally can't take that. Physically can't take it.
Yeah, if they're not strong mentally.
If you in something that's really, really deep and getting hurt behind it, you rather lose your life or you just rather just walk away. Because some people don't care. Some people have really hurt you over something. You've been in something for years. They don't care.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm sure y'all seen movies where
all the time
a dude cheat on a woman and she go crazy.
Take your life.
Or the other way around. Well, yeah, I mean, I've seen plenty of movies where the woman cheated on the dude and the dude just went, like, psycho, stalking her, all types of stuff. Some even killed her. Like, it's crazy because, I mean, like I said, if you not mentally strong, mentally and, I want to say, emotionally, as well as it's a spiritual aspect as well. If you're not strong in those key areas, then you will not be able to deal with heartbreak well. But then at the same time, I feel like that's why I tell people it's best to exit the relationship first and then go do whatever it is that you please.
But if you're telling this person, like, I'm all these things, I'm not in my right mind, I'm not all the way there, like, you know, and they just constantly lying to you and they take you to that point, then what is they supposed to do?
Wait,
They just gonna be in jail.
You said if you told somebody that you was crazy, if you lied to me, I'm gonna come to your house and get you. And they still
I'm not
like,
all the way there.
Yeah.
I'm, What are all the things that you just said right now?
Mentally,
the one that was
mentally, emotionally,
he hurts emotionally. I'm not there.
He must have been in a straitjacket too. And he was still trying to do this. He was still dealing with like, and he was still lying.
Oh, he probably
still
lying to
act like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna just leave it alone. You know, I'm gonna just let you go.
Yeah.
You gotta have a lot of confidence to come home every day and to lie to somebody,
in your face. Exactly.
And still act like
that's
things is normal.
Hey, that is, that's a psycho. You know that, right? Am I tripping?
Yeah.
That's a psycho. That can lie to your face, and they know they're mentally retarded, but they're not really telling you because you don't really know. You're thinking that's the same person. If that person can come back to you and still lie to your face and know it was gonna jump off, that's a psycho that you're dealing with right there.
No problem.
I think that's what they. If you got diagnosed at the doctor's, if you went to the right, am I tripping?
Nah, you ain't tripping.
Something like a psycho. It might be. I don't know what a psycho is.
It's just that if you're expressing your feelings to somebody, how can they really sit there and just tell stories in your face? But it's because, you know, it goes back to the signs, and then it goes back to whoever they had in their life, like their mother, their father, whoever. Bigger things, issues that's going on within them, and they trying to find a comfort zone out. Fishing.
They should have felt that before they came to you.
Yeah.
That way you wouldn't have had all them problems to deal with. Man. You there to help them get through and take steps so y'all can make a foundation, build up, achieve goals together. Mm-hmm. Not for you to come down and tear it down. Come up and tear it down.
Yeah.
It's to grow.
It's to grow. You're going to go through ups and downs or whatever it is in relationships or whatever it is. You're going to go through it, but if you building that trust in that person you're supposed to be with or you're supposed to care for. Yeah, you're going to go through things, but if you feeling that you need to start over, you think you ain't going to have those issues in the same, you know, some of those things that you already going through in that relationship that ain't going to be in that fresh relationship either.
Yeah,
it's only fresh for the moment.
Yeah,
but trust me, it can be worse than what you in. So why not trust and build and do what you need to do in the one that you already in?
And one thing a lot of people don't know is frequency is real. And basically say, if I'm not sure if y'all heard people say,
hold on, you know I'm slow. What do you mean frequency?
Frequency
like chemistry?
Yeah.
Alright.
It's basically like vibration.
Okay, yeah.
And it's like, basically say, you know how people say they keep running into the same types of people, but just
because
a different person?
That's what you're...
Yeah. That's because you're on that
but
same frequency.
But then they
frequency.
Say, oh, well, you need to look in, like, the libraries or the...
I know all about frequency because I had the same... The same channel, I wanted to run to the same, but no, I changed a little bit, just a little bit. I like him still a little ratchet.
But I was gonna say, like, if you haven't dealt with any of the issues that you went through in your previous relationship, you're going to attract that same person that you was with in another person.
Yeah.
The same craziness.
The same. You may not see it in the beginning because, like my mom said, yeah, it's fresh for the moment. But the moment you start actually intertwining and actually having a relationship, all that is gonna stir right back up. And not only just from
your frequency, but also from your mindset as well. Like, everything that you carried from that person, you're going to inject right into that other person.
You're right. Ace.
Not as far as me. I believe it takes a lot for me to put things on another person that I've been with.
No, but then, I'm saying it's not something. Yeah, you're right. It's not something yeah. that you
do.
But you can catch yourself
that you
like,
try
okay.
to do. But this is why I say that.
People that you're with because of your previous.
No, it's basically because when I say you're intertwining, you're transforming. I mean, you're trans. You're exchanging thoughts, energy, emotions. So all of what you thought bad about the person that you was with, that you haven't dealt with, you're going to inject it into that new person. So eventually, you're going to start seeing similarities in that person. If that is not who they were before they met you, that's who they may become. You don't get it, huh?
Kind of. Trying to think about it,
but then
because I wouldn't put
yeah
me personally, mm-hmm. I wouldn't put if I'm in a relationship with somebody doing me bad, whatever. I'm not gonna put that pressure onto the next person. I'm gonna let them show me first, and then when they start messing up, that's them red flags that I'm gonna look at. Like no,
nah, it's not that.
It's
transferring
deeper.
Energy.
It's
transferring
the
energy.
Yep.
So that you wouldn't even recognize, that you wouldn't even know if you wouldn't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know that. And that's like, that's real. I can speak.
And at the same time, a lot of people don't understand that when you're in a relationship, you become one, as it says in the Bible and everything everywhere else. You become one spiritually. So it's like, When you start seeing stuff and the person that you're with that you don't like, you're basically seeing yourself and everything about you that you don't like about yourself if you haven't dealt with it yet.
Kind of like becomes a mirror.
Yep. Yeah. You become a mirror image of each other.
Because y'all start acting like that. Yeah. Y'all start doing it. Y'all got the same flaws.
But you don't even know it because it's transferred of energy. So mm-hmm. you don't even know you're acting like this person to somebody else outside
yeah.
of you
yeah.
tells
exactly.
you. You wouldn't even know that.
Yep, you're right. Go ahead, Dre. What was you about to say?
It's in the air.
We waited.
Yeah, man. So trust is.
Did you say we are we aliens?
Trust is very important.
Sound like.
I mean, we might be aliens to the aliens because the aliens think we aliens and we think they're aliens.
Hey, you might be right.
I look normal, but to them, they look normal. But when I see them, I'm thinking, you look weird. They might be looking at me like, nigga, you look weird. You got too many fingers.
Man, you're right.
I'm just saying. What do you see? Look, what are you talking about?
So how
much do you trust? How much do you trust the person that you with?
I don't trust anybody.
I trust them 80% because
you
at
even
the
trust
same
your
time,
banker?
Geminis don't trust nobody.
Do you trust yourself?
Of course, I trust myself. Nah, trust myself.
You know what? You can't
no,
say
I mean
that
like
you know why. You got it's Gemini's is two, so you can't trust anybody. So you trust one of yourself. You trust the other.
I trust myself. I trust both of myself.
No,
I trust both of myself.
So you trust both. Of them.
Yes.
Both
I
of
have full
hey,
confidence
hey,
in myself.
Hey, cut off. Both of them, both of yourselves is crazy,
man.
Blame Kurt about it. I'm sorry. That's it. I don't
So how do y'all think it's possible to rebuild trust once it's broken?
Yeah,
it's possible.
Yeah,
it's possible.
It's a journey though.
It's possible
because
long
you
as it's being long as it's being rebuilt on the right concrete.
Yeah. Because you're gonna be looking for every little thing. You're gonna be looking for everything.
All
you know
about
what
actions.
While you're trying to build.
Yeah. It's actions and not words.
Yes.
It's both.
And it's both. It's actions and words. Your actions have to line up with what you say.
What you're saying. It's volume and results.
Come here.
It's so
great. My mama. My
yeah, your actions have to line up with your words. And at the same time, I honestly feel like one important key that a lot of people don't take into consideration is reiterating. Like, whenever insecurity pop up in the person that you with, it's important for that person to let you know what's bothering them. Don't just let it build up.
Because
then you gonna just be arguing for no reason. Then the person gonna be like, what the hell your problem? Like, then y'all gonna get into an argument, y'all gonna go back fighting, and then it's gonna create even more chaos. So whenever you're right, whenever it's something bothering you, speak that in that moment, but in a way to where a person can be able to receive it in the right way. Because if not, and you coming to this person like, okay, this is why you texting her, or why you own liking somebody picture on Instagram and this and that, that and this, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because that's the thing nowadays.
It's all about how you talk to that person and how they bring, you know, it's all about how you say things to that person to get a response.
Because
if you say something to me messed up, then I'm gonna say it back to you in a different way.
Yeah, you're gonna be on the defense.
So if you come at me in the right way of saying something, then I'm gonna get you the respect and come at you back in the right way of saying something. Because it's all about what you say and how you say it when you're speaking with that person.
And then mean what you say.
Yeah.
Mean what you say and say what you mean.
Don't be no punk.
But then that goes back to communication. Like, communication has to be communicated. Whatever, what the situation may be. Like I said, even like you said, don't go to sleep mad at each other, because all you're going to do is wake up, be mad at each other, not talking to each other. All that extra BS.
Why would you just go to sleep mad?
Then you're going to wake up mad.
You're going to wake up mad.
But if you go to sleep mad and the next person wake up and make you breakfast,
then
you're still going to be mad?
Yeah.
Because
that's
the only
thing.
I don't need the breakfast, but I'm still going to be mad.
Wow. What you say?
Exactly.
Yeah, what you say, Sherry?
What you making this for?
She said,
"What you making this for?"
Like, would you
do
your
thing? Hey, I would do that too. Like, cause when I'm mad, I don't want nobody doing nothing for you. To be honest,
y'all
so mad.
Nah, cause I'm just like, if person I'm with makes me
mad, and I wake up and smoke. So when I woke up, I was trusting her.
He was trusting her best intuition. That food, you smell, period.
Yeah, it smelled good. It smelled like it was
tampered with. That was her apology.
And it smelled like it had no feet in there.
It's supposed to.
That's what you done before y'all got was Gucci.
Yeah.
Or it's going to happen the next day.
Yeah. It's going to follow because... Think about it. If you go to sleep mad and basically say one person has to wake up and go to work, they get into a car accident, that could be the last time, you know, you talk to that person or the last conversation that y'all had. That's why they say it's best to not go to sleep mad. Because anything can happen. That person can go to sleep and not wake up.
You don't feel that all your life.
Yep. You gonna have to deal with that.
Especially if they made you breakfast.
They put their foot in it, though.
Man. They didn't because they love you.
Still,
that's a.
I don't know. Somebody, only a person, a lot of people really, like sucking toes.
Only a person that really don't know you, that's really mad at you, but they don't know you like that, and they just mad at you. Those the people that you watch out for.
Man, I don't let nobody that I don't know and not don't know me like that.
For like what,
let me
4 months,
let them bring me no breakfast. I can't even get in my house. Let you in here.
You even get in my house.
Yeah, let me get out of here with these burger bitches.
Then 4 months, 3 months. Nah, you ain't making me nothing, bro.
Man. Hey, but hey, it could be love at first sight, which I've never seen, but I'm just saying. A lot of people have seen it.
Oh, I believe in love after a year.
Nah, that's lust.
What the?
After a year. Long time. That's lust.
After
lust
a year,
that first
you wake up and make me break. I know some people after a year. Seriously. Seriously. They got married, they actually got married
for a week.
Damn. Don't Gucci a lot.
That's all. I've been Gucci
a lot. That's crazy.
Oh,
me, I'm the type of person, I believe anything is possible.
I try again, we friends. But we can't
all make it possible to
still argue with me like I'm
you. You right.
And you gotta be two, not one.
Right.
You gotta do things together as two, not as one.
You have to be on the same accord, because if you're not, then the relationship is just gonna go two different ways.
Yeah.
If you're not on
you
the same...
You and that car, they in that car. Going
right.
Two different places.
Y'all trying to. No, it's gonna be like tug of war, trying to pull each other to whichever one of you, whichever side y'all own. Like
this is my thing. You gotta figure
don't
out.
Let him go in there, cause he trying.
Yo, team player. Because if you have the right team, but the wrong player on your team, it's gonna fuck up everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No. But if you have the right players on your team, where you can dish it. That's a dynasty right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find that right player. But
it takes time to find that right player.
It really does, because now in the NBA, they are switching around. So I am trying to question it. So, you know what I'm saying? I put that out there just to let y'all dwell on that, because, you know what I'm saying? Yes.
Yeah.
Let that soak in real quick.
Wrap you up and put you in the street. Trying to get my son some money.
But that was my issue. My issue was... You know, I was a player, like, not a player in the sense, like, I was all, never mind, this thing, but I was a team player, but I didn't have the right player on my team that was trying to work with me,
mm-hmm.
You know what
to
I'm saying?
To push you.
Motherfucker want to be like Kobe.
Mm-hmm. Running around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That nigga hog the ball all the time, so what you going to do? I need some stats, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
give me some assistance.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of people don't see it like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was Shaq in my relationship. Give me the ball.
Man, right.
And Kobe was getting mad. You know what I'm saying? So that was just to put it, you know what I'm saying, for the podcast.
Yep.
We're going to get all into it, but yeah.
Yeah, man, you have to be on the same accord.
Yeah, that is, man, you have to. If not, then, I mean, every relationship have their ups and downs, period. You know what I'm saying? There, it's no perfect relationship if it was and shit. Everybody still be in a relationship. So,
right,
it's either you a fighter or you gonna quit.
Right.
And you know, I see something on Facebook. What is
we
that?
We ain't talking about fake books.
I forgot.
Fake book.
What you see?
It crossed my mind. Fake I forgot. Book. Let me think about it again.
And I know the way that's gonna make you have that
will not even make you have that. I mean, it's all up to you to want that, mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. make you have it. Because if you want it, you'll do whatever it is to make that shit work. You wouldn't skip here, and come back to that. Because mm-hmm. what you had that was good, and you done lost it. And you done went out and run over that green grass and think they're going to wait on you when you come back. It's not going to be that. It's not going to be there.
No, it's not going to be
so
there.
Why not just do the communication like you're supposed to do in the relationship. You know, get an understanding. It's going to be a lot of compromise or whatever. And then that all boils down to, okay, can I trust you? Can I trust you on this? Can I trust you on that?
Yeah.
You know, no matter what, I'm still going to be there. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be there because I'm 100% true to you and true to what I'm doing.
Exactly.
So, you know, if it's going to work, it's going to work. If it's not, then just mm-hmm. be by yourself.
I mean, yeah. you can part ways, but, like, don't do it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Don't cheat.
Bad blood. don't do it out of bad blood. Yeah. Like, I mean...
Because you can still communicate. You can still be friends. Yeah. I mean, as long as both people are adults and, you know, don't let their feelings try to, in a sense, creep back in and then they start doing what they used to do.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, like I said, I believe any and everything is possible. But communication is key. If you don't want a relationship, communicate that to whoever,
and don't hide it.
You know what I'm saying? You with or
don't hide it.
If you talking don't want to a relationship, like, we are grown.
You right.
Tell me. You know, most people ain't have the same mindset that you do.
And let me tell y'all something. I'm not gonna tell y'all the whole story, but I'm gonna tell y'all a couple of glimpses. I told the female that up front. I said, you know what I'm saying? I'm just getting out of the normal thing. I want a relationship where we can be cool. But that came with everything else. Mm-hmm. But I, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, she thought we was in a relationship and I kept saying we wasn't. But yeah, it was all bad. So don't send mixed messages.
Mixed signals.
That's what it is.
What you guys say?
Them frequencies, they real.
But how do you feel about it?
What was he talking about? Mixed signals?
Nah. We were talking about trust. Oh, wait. Like the topic of this discussion?
Nah.
What I just said. Oh, just mixed signals. Like, me. I was talking about my you know, my
your experience.
And, you know, what I did as a single man.
Communication, basically.
I ain't gonna stop laughing on the podcast.
Nah, you...
You laugh on the podcast.
You laugh and joke
signals.
Being honest about
But I was being honest, so how could it be a mixed
signal? No, I'm saying you were. That's what I'm talking about. Being honest in communication.
Well, I feel my communication is not that great. It can be better, but sending mixed signals. I don't send mixed signals. And, you know, as far as that,
I don't know what else to say about trust. I just know trust is a very important key to have in a relationship, in order for any relationship to last. And I honestly feel like There's no relationship without trust.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel. Like, there's absolutely no relationship without trust.
Once you feel that trust is broken.
Yeah. And I feel like it's important, like, if that trust is broken and you feel like you can't rebuild that trust, then leave the situation alone.
So that means you can't be friends. You can't communicate. You can't do any of that.
Because
you
that...
You just keep your distance.
Yeah.
I mean you can communicate with that person, you can talk to them, but relationship wise, Nah.
It's not there.
It's but being cordial as adults.
Co-parenting.
You can't do it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we are adults, so you gotta understand that. But as far as relationships, if that trust is broken, that's a bond that's broken. You feel me? So how, like, I mean, it's a lot to build that up. I'm not saying it can't be built back up.
That's what you want to say.
But it's gonna take time.
It's both parties though. Mm-hmm. If one party is saying, "Oh, I want this," but not really wanting that, and then the next party is wanting that for real, then it's not the same, because it's gonna be off leverage. It is. It's unbalanced. So
it's gonna go back
into the same thing. Y'all just got back. It's gonna
rewind.
It's a recycle.
Yeah,
that's all it is. That's all it's gonna be.
A bad cycle.
That's a
hamster wheel.
You know what? I tried to do that. That hamster never get off that wheel.
Man.
I tried to do that, man, and then it really didn't work because it was false, and I felt it.
I tried to trust somebody. My trust was good.
I tried to trust, but I was just doing it solely for the kids. You know what I'm saying? And then I had to think about myself. Like, I'm hurting myself in the process, because it's not going to work. And you hurting the kids, too. You're not even knowing that your kids go through everything that you go through, even though you're not knowing that they hear you.
They watch you, but you can never go back into something for your kids. Never, because that right there meaning that you only doing it for them. So you actually gonna continue to hurt.
Yeah.
You're not gonna have that same trust. And if you go back to it, and if you got the same cycle going on that you just left,
it's only gonna get worse.
That's not gonna be no good relationship either.
It's getting worse.
How you gonna build trust off the same cycle?
Yeah.
Or something that you continue to do in that relationship, that you continue to bring up in that relationship.
So I'm here now, a recovering not a recovering alcoholic, but you recovering person that needs to trust again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're gonna say it like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here now giving my testimony.
Trust issue.
Yeah. Recovering trust issue person. So I'm here giving my testimony. You know, you can't really talk about it if you ain't never really lived through it, but you can elaborate on it. But I'm gonna just let y'all in see on my intake, if that makes sense.
It makes sense.
A little bit, you know. I went through it, so
yeah. It was
crazy, and it was weird, and it was just like just unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was really unhealthy, because I'm just like, alright, man.
It could be traumatic too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
very damaging. Yeah. You don't even know that you're that damaged.
Well, I know. I noticed I was damaged. I had to notice it for myself. I heard a lot of talk about it, but I wasn't listening to nobody. Mm-hmm. So that right there just told myself that, nigga, you retarded. What is you doing? Like, I had to talk to myself, like, literally, like, what is you doing? Bro, what is you doing? You already know this. It's done and over with. You did your thing, she did her thing, nigga. What are you doing now? So it's like, it's a wrap.
So you had to get that communication with your friend, which is yourself.
I had to bring your
other partner in, which was you.
No, I had to tell myself, like, I heard
right, from, looking in
I
the
heard,
mirror from
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Looking in the mirror at yourself.
Like, you're really, look, this is the thing. You're really not going to understand it until you hit rock bottom and see it for yourself, because you're not going to take anybody's word for it. Yeah? Because they're not living your life. They're not living your life. You living your life, but you're not. You're gonna see it when you hit that rock bottom, though. You'll be like, damn, that's what they were saying? I didn't even see that. Everything's gonna start coming to light, hitting you in the face, like, damn. And it's, I mean, now I can laugh about it because I'm over it, but couple months, a year ago, I was traumatized, like, damn, I can't get over this. She's in my mind, I can't stop thinking about her. I had to make reasons, oh, I'm gonna go see my kids just to go see her. And that was the reason. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was traumatizing, but I had to sit and suffer through it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For you to get over it. Now I'm over it.
No, you make now, you now a I'm better
strong.
Person. Right.
Yeah, now I'm strong. That's why females be like, oh, you're an asshole. Why am I an asshole? Because I told you the truth. I'm telling you what I've been through. And not even what I've been through. I'm telling you the truth. You want to talk to me. Why? I'm telling you, I'm trying to work on me, but you work still you still want to do this. Okay. But how I talk to him, it's like, it's not in like a disrespectful way, but yeah, it's straightforward. So I come off as an asshole.
Come on.
And these not white girls either. These are black girls. These are black girls.
Probably intended.
They really say, "Hey, you're an asshole." I was like, "What the what?"
But they still be trying to talk to
you. Yeah, you still be on my line like fish. I'm like, man, what? Okay. So now, how am I an asshole because? Am I an asshole because I'm giving them the truth, or I'm an asshole because they don't understand? I don't know.
They don't understand. So now that you're making yourself a better person because of what you've been through back then, you already know. So that makes you not bring nothing that you just got out of back then, bring it forward with somebody. Now you'll know how to love and trust all over again.
Yeah.
And you won't make those mistakes that you just, whatever you just got. You will never just say, well, I'm not going to trust nobody no more. I'm not. Because why would you do that?
I don't say that, but at the same time, I look for the warnings. I look for the red flags. I see the red flags. Oh, you know what? I ain't gonna even call you no more. I'm gonna lose your number. I'm gonna block you. Now I know how to block now. I didn't know how to block before. Now I know how to block. So you try and call me. I say, oh shit, I need hit me on Facebook. I try to call you. Oh, you hit my phone? Oh, I didn't know I had you blocked. It said inactive? What? Who did that? My daughter must have been on my phone. Hey, you know, they be playing around. They know how to work everything. I don't know how to do.
But then, that can be sort of like a danger zone. If you basically stand on that same, like I said, frequency previously, like just looking for, you know, certain things that, you know, the person that you was previously with to do, you know what I'm saying?
That's not my mindset. Well, it might be other people's mindset, but that's not my mindset. Like,
I got you.
I'm looking for genuine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not that. I don't know. I can kind of sense it. But yeah. Some of them, I just want to be ratchet. I just like me. All right. I'm going to tell y'all. Hey, look. Y'all my family. I ain't going to sugarcoat nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a man. And at times, it's all 18 over in here, right? But no, for the most part, like I look for that genuine.
Yeah.
And you can feel that.
Yeah, you can tell.
If that's what you're really looking for, like you can really feel that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't look for the same ratchets no more. I ain't even been to the club in I don't know 2 weeks.
Man.
So and then
nowadays that's hard to find.
No, loyalty and loyalty is really, really hard to find. And not just a female, a male also.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just with anything, because it's just crazy right now. Like, I don't know what's in the water. That's why I don't even drink water. You see, I ain't picked up no water.
I'm drinking that alkaline water.
I got a bottle of water in my car.
A bottle of water?
Yep.
I don't want it.
Gotta drink that alkaline water.
It's something in the water. See, everybody telling me to drink alkaline water. Now y'all drinking it. I said there's something in the water, right?
Not
everybody,
that water.
What's in there? How you know ain't nothing in there?
Because it's tested.
By who? The lab?
No, not that.
No.
You can actually get a home tester and test the water.
Yeah.
See the pH level.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, we gotta test our water now?
I mean, you can just, you know.
It's on the side of the bottles, the pH. It's on the side of the bottles.
Yeah. Rashawn, you still eat from McDonald's.
Hey, all that.
Man, I stopped that years ago.
stop plugging at that chicken. Yeah. I told my daughter said, I want some meat. I said, hey, look, you better pick something else.
Man,
we ain't going to McDonald's.
Look, everything is bad except for what you make for yourself. So, McDonald's, Burger King, Jack in the Box, they all the same.
Well, I eat that Taco Bell.
Man, Taco Bell is horrible, bro.
Taco Bell too.
Taco Bell there this morning.
Any fast food is bad for you.
Yeah, fast food.
In-N-Out. In-N-Out too.
No, In-N-Out real.
You don't know what they do to your realist. You don't know what they do to your food.
I mean,
are making it in. You don't know.
I ain't gonna even say it. Y'all gotta catch the information.
They tell you on the windows when you drive up to a fast food place. It's a warning sign right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I take
a picture. It's like Carl's Jr. It says cancer.
Oh, for real?
On them chicken sandwiches. Spicy chicken sandwiches. And the big burger.
And Starbucks. Starbucks have it right there where you get your straws. It's a sign that says products in this establishment.
We were talking about trusting. We can't even trust it, man. We can't even trust our fast food restaurant.
That's the same thing I'm talking about.
It's set up like that.
Read
the sign. We can't trust our fast food restaurant. They all got all signs on them.
Never.
Just like what Sean said, the way that it's set up is to keep you sick.
To keep you sick. If you ain't sick, ain't nobody making money.
Yeah. The doctors or the hospitals ain't.
As long as you're lazy, you don't want to cook, you want to go out and eat that fast food that contain cancer, it's products.
That's just like
keep these doctors working.
Yeah. They give you all that type of medicine and don't help them.
Yeah, they don't because they're not meant to cure you. They're just meant to
give you stuff that causes other problems.
That's what they do. Chemotherapy keeps them comfortable.
You know, like with the pain and stuff. That's what they do. Just make you comfortable. Yeah, like you're getting ready to die, and you're like, you just make you comfortable. Yeah, and they give you all that medicine and shit. That's what they be talking about.
Don't give me no medicine. Give me some pillows.
Until all the medicine run out, you gotta go back.
Give me some pillows in the morning.
You want to whip him?
Stop pulling on his
stuff.
You know?
So what else can we discuss
about trust? We went a whole other way. No, that was still about trust, though. It was
trusting your food.
Trusting your water. Oh, and the plastic, too. The plastic is crazy. Have y'all heard about what they do in the plastic? It's actually targeted to make black men gay.
To make black men gay.
Plastic. They say don't store your stuff in
like
plastic.
The chemicals that's in the plastic.
What do you mean plastic?
Like the plastic, that's what I'm saying.
Now, do y'all understand what I'm saying? So now they got everybody drinking alkaline water, but they're saying it's good. The pH balance is good, but fit for a woman, right?
No, it's alkaline to keep you.
You don't understand what I'm saying? There, mine went over your head.
Yeah, went over my head.
Let me break it down for you.
No, because not only women need.
I was joking about that. No.
I get my water from a shop.
But look, remember when the commercial said, I think it was about the deodorant or something, pH balance. Fit for a woman, but strong enough for a man?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, now they're giving you this intuition that, look, oh yeah, alkaline water is the best. It's in plastic bottles, correct? So what is plastic?
But you can make your own, you can clean your own water. Mm-hmm. You can create, you wash naked in the shade, right?
I don't know, who is that?
And then at the same time,
man, you better get the survival tip.
The alkaline water that's
survival tip.
Hey,
I don't have
the alkaline water that's in the stores. They use stuff to actually make that water a high pH.
I'm just saying, she's talking about it's stuff that's making the dudes gay in the plastic.
It is.
Them dudes is turning gay because they want to.
Exactly.
No, there's chemicals.
Yeah, it's
some chemicals that they sniffing.
Okay, now chemical change.
Period.
Yeah, if you're not, if
they're like, giving off fairy dust,
is
weak.
Inside is weak if that's happening to them.
I'm not. Yeah. Yeah, that's
crazy. But yeah, it does something to your DNA.
No, they targeting men. They are targeting black men because we are the dominant ones. Like we're very dominant.
Yeah.
So they fear us.
Yeah, it's like we don't exist though. It's like black people here don't exist. Look,
they don't.
Because who
don't
you see
to.
All over the world? Who you see now? It's like black people hiding. Where they at? I barely see them anyway.
To be honest, we are the 90th percent. We are the 90th percent of the world, but the 10% of the 10% of the other population.
I was in St. Louis.
Mind control.
I didn't see nothing but black
mind
people.
Control and
I went to Taco Bell. I seen black people. I went to Wendy's. I seen black people. Pizza Hut. Black people.
Yeah.
Out here, it's like they didn't disappear.
Texas.
Well, I mean, it's
they disappeared out here. You barely see any black people. You like me, so 5 or 6 black people.
Was the rent? Is the rent? Is how many
of us have moved out of the state?
Texas. Nobody.
How many of us moved out of the state?
Well, I didn't move. Yeah, I live
we
out
moved,
here.
Yeah, and our family is, but we moved back though.
Like so, no, I'm saying, like, wow. I went out of the state and then came back. For a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I came
like, back. We don't.
Okay,
I'm
gonna tell you things.
Black people do, yeah. But this
so,
better.
Okay, you guys, we talking on my tail broadcast, so we wrap it up.
Yeah, how long we been going for? Like 3 hours?
Nah, 4 hours. But it's gonna cut off.
Get out of here.
You got enough of me. I'm in here sweating.
You tired? Yeah.
So anybody got final words that they want to say about Trust?
Respect. That was a long way.
I just want to know that I can always, I want to have in my heart that I want to be able to continue to trust the person I'm with for 100. I don't want to have no doubts. I don't want to, you know, disbelieve, or I don't want to guess, or should I, or I should not. Yeah. I want to always have in my heart that I know that I'm able to continue just to have that 100% trust in somebody, because this world is like, you can go tomorrow, you can go the next day, and so what are you gonna have to say if you there laying on your dying bed like, okay, damn, how happy was I, or what did I get to do in my life, where did I go, what did I do, or who I'm with, was I happy? I don't want to do that. I want to know who I'm with, that's the person that's making me happy. And that's the person that's making me want to trust them more and more every day. Not just, 5 minutes out of the day or 10 minutes out of the day or hour. Or I trust you right now, but when you leave, I don't. So I don't want to do that. I want to be able to continue that. Because I ain't nobody getting no younger. So you just going to live your life based on, I think I can. Oh, I know I can. Or maybe. Or I'm not for sure. Side guessing. I don't want to side guess nothing. I want to know for sure. That's that person I want to continue to have that trust in. And not only I'm making it, you gotta show me that I'm for sure.
Trust brings security.
Yes. Exactly. Let me for sure me that I can trust you 100. It's not just me saying it. You gotta show it. So
yeah, trust provides security.
Yeah, I don't want to just think, I think I can. No, I ain't on no train.
But then you also have to trust yourself too.
I think I can.
Trusting yourself is a big issue as well. Yeah. You have to trust your intuition, because like I said, a lot of people get intuition, but then they disregard it. They just let it fly.
No, I know it's that.
So you also have to trust your intuition too. And like I was telling Rashawn and Brian the other day, like, you can't, the person that you with know when you're lying. Mainly because you're communicating telepathically, not even knowing it. So those negative transferring thoughts, or those transferring thoughts that you think you're trying to hide, are being transferred into the person that you're with, and you're not even knowing it. So
because you learn it.
Yeah, that person knows exactly when you lying because they can feel it. But a lot of people disregard it and not use their intuition and think that they're crazy because they don't see evidence of it right then and there. But that's something that a lot of people need to take into consideration.
You're not tapping into your inner you.
Yeah, inner.
You don't know that you have it, but it's just in you. But you don't know that, so it feels weird. You're not used to that until you really get used to it.
And that is the Both Sides Podcast.